This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You are listening to the Broken Catholic Man Show, where we help you tell the truth, expose the lies, and slay your own demons. This is a live call-in show for men. So if you are a man and you have a question about your marriage, faith, or purpose, then call 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. Now here is your host, Joseph the Broken Catholic. Prepare yourself for freedom, my friend.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. I am Joseph Warren. Welcome to Broken Catholic. We are just starting out here. This is our first show ever. And I'm just so grateful for you joining me. Where are you right now? Are you driving into work? Are you commuting? Are you stuck in traffic? Are you flipping the bird to someone who just cut you off? How's your day going? So it's Monday morning. Here's why I wanted to do this show on Monday for men. Right? Monday's for men. Why? Because most men, I find, we get into the most trouble over the weekends. Like, this is when we don't have work, a place to go and have that outlet to get out some of the anger, the frustration that we feel inside. When we can't control things in the world happening right now that we disagree with, that make us feel powerless. Frankly, we don't like being out of control. Wouldn't you agree? So what happens? Like, during the week, we get to take out all that frustration, all that anger, sometimes rage for some of us, and we take it out on our work. We take it out on our business. Things we can control, our finances, hopefully, right? Some of us. But then on the weekend, we come face to face with our wife, with our children. We come face to face with ourselves, our faith. And maybe we don't like what we see. I know for me, that was the case for many, many, many years. And I'm hoping I'm speaking to one man right now who's driving and says, oh my gosh, you're describing me right now, Joseph. And that's what I'm going for. Like, I want to break through all the noise and distractions in your life right now. And my aim is to get you to look at what matters most to you. That's the purpose of this show. Is to get men to look at what matters most before it's too late, so that they have a decision to make, a choice. When you look at your family, how's it going? When you look at your marriage, how's it going? Is it working? Is it not working? When you look at your fatherhood, like, how you doing as a dad? Like, for real. Be honest with yourself. Do you like who you see in the mirror? I know for years I didn't. I didn't like who I saw. Now, I'm going to let you into my story a little bit and let you get to know me. And I hope to get to know you. Now, remember, this is a live call-in show, so anytime you feel you have a comment or a question to ask about your situation, or you just want to disagree with something I said, that happens a lot in my life. That's okay. I want you to take action. Don't be the guy that just, you know, complains in his car and flips the bird to the air, but does nothing about it, doesn't take action. I want you to call me. You can reach me directly here in studio at 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. All right, so let's get back to what's real, huh? And I know I'm going there quickly with you. We just met. I get it. You're like, whoa, who's this guy? He's intense. That's okay. Some of us need to wake the bleep up, right? Don't we? We're coasting. We're drifting. It's so easy to drift as men, isn't it? Like, we find all different distractions to keep us from looking at the things we don't like about our life. Now, for you, maybe it's sports. And sports are good. Who doesn't like sports as a man, right? I prefer football. That's my sport. But I used to have an obsession almost with football. Meaning, I spent more time tracking the stats of other men's lives playing this game called football than I did tracking the stats of my own life. Like how I was doing as a husband, as a father, as a man. Could you imagine if you spent as much time, or even half the time, tracking your own stats of your life? Your wins, your losses, your progress, as you do of tracking sports players and athletes in whatever sport is your favorite? Seriously, how much could your life change if you just took a little of that mental energy and focused it on your life, on the areas that you don't like to look at? We all have them. Now, as we go forward, just to give you a little bit about my intention for this show, my intention is to find the man who feels lost, the man who feels his only option is to sedate, whether it be through alcohol, through porn, through drugs. Smoking weed is the new trend. For men over 40, are you kidding me? Do you remember when we grew up? Like, we used to look at those people and call them potheads. And now we became one. Why? Why did something that we used to look at as, man, that person, I would never do that. They're just wasting their life. What are they doing? And now we're over 40 for a lot of us, and we're wasting our life. We're sedating. Why? Because we're scared to face the truth and get honest with ourselves. Well, why are we scared to get honest with ourselves? Well, I believe it's because we don't want to do the work. I didn't, that's for sure. Listen, it wasn't long ago my life was a mess. Absolute mess. And as we go forward, this is a weekly show, so every Monday from 8 to 9 a.m., I'm going to sit with you in your car, in your office, wherever you're listening, and we're going to get to know each other. And I get it. In the beginning, you're not going to want to call in. You're not going to want to say anything. You're not going to want to reveal your secrets. You're not going to want to get honest. Definitely not on live radio. Who would do that? Well, I'll tell you who would do that. A man who's ready. A man who's at the bottom. And he wants to get up, but he doesn't know how and he needs help. That's the man that calls in. Or the man that's just courageous. And he said, hey, things aren't going bad in my life. Like, things are going well. I love my life. But I know I can improve in certain areas. And I want to accelerate my progress. So maybe that's you. Well, you're free to call in too. Maybe I can help you and with some objectivity, I can get you to your goal faster. That'd be good, right? That'd be a good use of your time, your few minutes. So again, this is a live call-in show. I'm going to repeat that over and over and over again until you remember the phone number. You could call 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. I'll tell you, starting the show, just, you know, let me let you into a little vulnerability here. I have never, like, I've done podcasts, and I've had a good run at it. I've had two top 50 podcasts. in two different genres, one in the business entrepreneurship space, and then one in the faith space, religion space. And I've done them both for 6 years, every week. So I have a little practice under my belt. That's hundreds and hundreds of one hour segments, about 45 minutes each show. But I've never, and I did the interview format, right? Because I like having a live person in front of me. I do. People give me energy, and hopefully I give them energy. So when there's someone in front of me, man, that lights me up. I could just engage with them, listen, hear what they're really saying or what they're not saying, and then speak some light into that darkness, right? And that's kind of part of my skill set, I guess. But then, you know, here I am doing a live radio show across Tampa Bay, reaching over 4 million people. You're one of them. And God calls me to get uncomfortable and to come into the live studio and speak right into a microphone with no person in front of me, other than my producer, Ed, over there. But to speak to you through the microphone without even seeing you. And I got to tell you, I had so much trepidation about doing this. Like, it scared me. Why? Because I think I'm like you. I want to be accepted. I want to be loved. I want to look like I have it all figured out, right out the gate, in everything I do. Which is unrealistic, isn't it? Like, how do we get better at something without putting in practice? We got to practice. So here I am, I think, courageously saying yes to God and jumping on a microphone in a very uncomfortable environment, situation that I haven't excelled at in the past. But I believe God wants to stretch me in it and use me for something greater that I can't see yet. So all he showed me was the next step, which was to start the show. And as you hear, it's not scripted. And this makes me uncomfortable. But I'm a man, and you're a man, and we're made for discomfort. We're made to do hard things, aren't we? We're made to challenge ourselves, to grow, to improve, to progress. And that only happens with friction. Meaning we have to put ourselves into situations where we will have friction, resistance against us. And if we don't, life will. Look at your life. Look at all your attempts and my attempts to avoid discomfort. And yet, look at how many uncomfortable things you've had to face in your life. Many of those we didn't choose, right? What if we started to choose, like, discomfort that we actually want, or discomfort that will actually grow us and improve us and get us closer to our dreams? What if we were intentional about our discomfort rather than letting life throw it at us? Now, of course, we can't avoid the ones life does throw at us, like taxes, work. Those uncomfortable conversations with your wife. You know, where she gets all emotional. Who wants to talk about emotions, please? But yeah, we got to, because we love her. So I'm saying all this to say to you one thing. And that is, what in your life right now do you know It needs to change. But you're scared to lean in and take a swing. Like, what's that one thing? I know, you got a bunch of things. We all do. But what's the main thing? The one that matters. For most guys, it falls into one of two or three or four categories. It's your marriage. It's your finances. It's your faith. Or your fatherhood. Your fatherhood. So what's showing up right now? If you want to talk, I'm a pretty likable guy, I think. You could call me directly right now, 727-443-3000. That's 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. I can't ask you to memorize that phone number if I haven't yet. Clearly I haven't yet. So, the Broken Catholic Man Show. That's what you're listening to right now if you're joining us. What a name, the Broken Catholic Man Show. What is that provoking you when you hear it the first time? I'm curious. You know, I've run it past a few people before, one with that title. We had some other names. You want to hear a cool one? I think it was a cool one. I was going to name the show Demon Slayers. Demon Slayers. Doesn't that sound masculine? It's all about conquering your own personal demons. We all have them as men. We hide them from everyone else. We pretend they're not there. We're in denial. But Demon Slayers, you know, I ran it past some people. Some people. And they told me. Especially the ladies told me. I know it's a show for men, but I ran it past the ladies too. And they're like, oh, Demon Slayers, that's just, I don't know. That just feels uncomfortable. Yeah, I get it. But that's the point. We gotta make men uncomfortable to face the truth, to get honest. Tell yourself the truth. I promise you, brother, I have been doing this long enough in the men's coaching, dealing with men's issues, men's issues. I've been doing it for about 6 years now. And over and over again, working with different men from all different faiths and denominations to no faith, no denomination. And you want to know the real truth? Here's the big truth. As men, we're all the same in our struggles. All of us. Like, we have different labels, different faiths and denominations we identify with. Oh, I'm a Lutheran. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Catholic. I'm an atheist. Oh, I'm agnostic. And my favorite, I'm spiritual. Spiritual. That's the safe one. It means nothing. Everybody's spiritual. Your body, mind, and spirit, Dodo. We're all spiritual. So it doesn't matter what label you want to stick on your head, on your forehead. We're all the same in our struggles. Like, men all struggle the same way. We struggle in our marriages, with communicating with our wives. We struggle in parenting our children and not letting our frustrations with them turn into anger and then eventually rage, and then becoming that harsh dad that the Bible warns us about. Don't be that guy. You'll push your kids away. We struggle with all different types of addictions. Sexual addiction. porn, alcohol, drugs. Ready? Sports. Did you know sports can be an addiction? Come on, you know that guy. He's one of your buddies. He's just addicted to his team. Listen, you cannot be addicted. You cannot not be addicted to a team or a athlete, a player, if you're willing to put another man's name on your back and walk around in public with some other man's name on your back. Like, that's, you're obsessing about it. It's like an idol, man. And don't get me wrong, I know a lot of you like Tom Brady. It's cool. It's cool. He seems all right. What are you hiding? Like, we all got something, right? So we're all struggling with the same thing, man. Men don't like to tell the truth when it makes them look bad. Men don't want to confront the things that they struggle with. Men all want to look like they have it all figured out all the time about everything. Come on, be honest. I do. That's how I think. That's how my brain is wired by default. I try not to. But it's just, it goes there every single time. When I take my foot off the accelerator, I coast right into. My ego. Now, just so you know, every week, every show will not be me just ranting and talking. I'll have topics, of course. And then, of course, you and I are going to have conversations because you're going to get courageous and you're going to pick up the phone and you're going to call that number 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. And we're going to chat about your situation. And I promise you, I'm kind of okay at what I do. I'm able to see things that you don't see about you because you're too close to you. We all have that. We all lack objectivity when it comes to looking at our own life, don't we? So we need somebody else with expert eyes to look in and see what we don't see. And sometimes it's such a simple adjustment that will change our entire game. Something we didn't see that's a blind spot. And then someone points it out. You ever have that before? And they're like, hey, why don't you just stop doing this and turn your foot a little to the right and I promise you your golf swing will get better. And you turn your foot 1 inch to the right. And straight down the fairway. Where before, that was the sound of it hitting the tree. Do you want to change? Do you want more in your life? What do you want, man? So we're going to have some topics. You know, based on my research, here are some of the most frequent questions men of faith specifically are currently asking across Google, Reddit, and Quora, and other platforms as well. I'll give you 1, 2, or 3 of them. And we'll have like full topics each week. And we'll talk about it. How can I foster a deeper prayer life is one of the topics. How can I foster a deeper prayer life? Yeah. Men are hungry, man. Listen, look at the darkness around us right now. Look at the politics. Look at the out of controlness. I'm looking up at the screen right now and I see media defends Harris's lack of interviews. Harris still dodging sit-down interview. Yeah, no kidding. Wonder why. We see impending doom potentially coming to this country. Like, we already know, like, if you're a good American male right now, you already know that the country has taken a hit. And we're hobbling on a pair of crutches right now. And we're very vulnerable. And the rest of the world is, well, I would say if you put it into two different buckets, half the world is the good part of the world. We'll call them the good doers. They are like cheering us on, saying, America, get back up, get back up. You got to fight, you got to fight. You're the last stand. We're all watching. Please, please don't give up. We're all counting on you. You're the last stand for freedom in the world. And then you got the other bucket of, we'll call them evildoers, laughing at us because of our lack of potency as a country. We've lost the will to fight. Now, I don't mean the armed forces. They do what they need to do, and they put their life in harm's way when ordered to do so. But I'm saying, as a nation, especially the civilians, you and I, we've lost our will to fight for a cause that's bigger than us. We've lost our will to fight for freedom. We've lost our will to fight for our wives, to fight for our children, to fight for our faith. We've become soft, soft. And the evildoers are laughing because they're planning the final blow. Now, what do you call, what's the word for when you see impending doom headed your way and you don't do anything? You just kind of wish it away. What do you call that? What's the word? Anyone? Give you a hint. It starts with a C. C. Complacency. That's right. Complacency. We become complacent, not just as a country, but as men. And it all goes back to how I started out this show this morning, right? It's like we see things that need to be fixed, that need to be made right. And rather than lean in and take it on like we used to do as a country and as men, because we were fighters, now we look for a way around it, under it, away from it. We become a country, and more specifically, a church. For all us believers out there, we become a church of cowards that don't stand for anything. We let the world and the non-churched influence us more than we influence them. This is why the country is in the state of vulnerability on a pair of crutches, as we are today. This is the reason why. See, it happened not in one swoop, but in one missed decision at a time. One missed decision at a time. It can happen to a country, a nation. It can happen to a church. It can happen to your family. One missed decision at a time. When we choose sedation rather than discomfort. We'll go deeper with it in the future. Just so you know, I signed up for this radio show and committed to 52 weeks. That's 1 year. I don't know what that is in dog years for all you people out there, you dog lovers. But I committed to 1 year, 52 weekly shows every Monday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Right here out of Tampa, Florida in studio. So we're going to get to know each other. The only way we're not is if you turn the dial on your radio. And you're like, this guy's telling the truth too much. I don't like it. It's very uncomfortable. Or you say, ooh, I don't like what Joseph said. This guy's a jerk. That's cool. I don't take offense. But brother, if what I'm saying today, like, is hitting you in any way, like, it's real. Ooh. It's uncomfortable because it is true. You want to give a call? 727-441-3000. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your situation. Maybe we can help. 727-441-3000. You know, I had a topic for today. Because I showed up prepared. I actually have the first 12 weeks planned out here. Topics. Which I never used to do before, by the way. I've always been a wing it guy. How many wing it guys out there? Are you a wing it guy? Or are you a planner? Both are fine. Both are good and necessary at the right times. Are you a combination of both? You're like, yeah, Joseph, I like to wing it, but man, I like to wing it with a plan. Well, then you're the wise man. So that's who I'm choosing to become, is the guy that wings it with a plan. So I have a structure, I have a plan, I have a format, I have 12 weekly radio shows scheduled out with topics for each week, each Monday. And then I can dance and in between the structure, stretch it a little, wing it a little. That's where I flow best, when I don't feel constrained like a tiger in a cage. I don't want to feel constrained. So let's go with this. We got some time here. Today's topic is, and I think it's on point, is conforming to societal norms necessary to fit in? What do you think? Is conforming to societal norms necessary to fit in? Especially as a Christian man, a man of faith. Whether you're Protestant or Catholic, wherever you fall, totally fine, give a call. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. The number one common myth that I found is that conforming to societal norms is necessary to fit in. Like, this is the myth. It's like, I have to be likable. I have to be accepted. Maybe you struggle with being a people pleaser. I think I'm going to do a whole show on that. Because I used to do a lot of coaching with men on that. People pleasing. And it gets them into a lot of trouble in their lives. Especially with their wives. So conforming to societal norms is necessary to fit in. True or false? What do you think? Give a call. I'll give you my opinion. I think it's false. So let me tell you a quick story about a man who courageously upheld his faith in the secular workplace, right? In his job. So David worked in a corporate environment where ethics were often compromised. He felt pressured to conform to practices that conflicted with his Christian values. One day, his boss asked him to lie about a project status. David felt a surge of anxiety, but remembered his commitment to honesty and integrity. David respectfully refused, but explained his reasons. He said he was uncomfortable with lying. It didn't align with his beliefs. His boss was initially upset, but over time, David's unwavering integrity earned him respect and trust. In fact, his colleagues began to see him as a moral compass in the workplace and sought his advice, even in personal matters. They fondly called him Catholic Dave. He's a Catholic guy, obviously. Now, Dave's courage not only preserved his values, but also positively influenced his workplace. The moral of the story is, make sure that your actions please God before pleasing others. Make sure that your actions please God before pleasing men. See, faith should inform your actions and decisions regardless of societal pressures. Standing firm in your faith and values, even in the face of societal pressures, inspires others to uphold their integrity as well. This is why the country is where it's at. We're lacking these Davids. One after another, we're falling. We're giving in to the pressures around us. We're being influenced by the secular society rather than, as men of faith, being the influence to society. We gave it up a long time ago. So here's today's man question. How should a Christian man, a Catholic man, a Protestant man, how should he respond to societal pressures that conflict with church teachings, with his faith, what he believes? How should he respond? How should you respond? How can you be a witness to your faith in a secular world? I know what you're thinking. You're like, Joseph, if I do what you're saying, which I obviously want to do because I'm a good man, Joseph, if I do this, I will get canceled. They'll cancel me. And I have a family of 5 kids. My wife, been married 15, 20 years. My income could be put at risk. I could lose my job, and now is the worst time for me to lose my job. I can't do it. I can't do it. Not gonna do it. I get it. That's a real situation, brother. Will they cancel you? Maybe. Will getting canceled online, on social networks, jeopardize your livelihood? Maybe. I don't know. I can't tell you, you know, can't read that future for you. But I can read a future for you. And I can tell you this. When you start giving up and surrendering your integrity, surrendering your faith, your beliefs, what you stand for versus what you will not stand for, and you start slipping in that, your future is not going to go well for you, brother. It's just not. Because you're no longer going to be the man you're called to be. Over time, when a man slips one too many times, eventually he forgets who he is. And he starts to lie to himself and tell himself that he's this other version of himself, the one without integrity, so that he can justify his behavior. It's not easy. I used to live that way. I had a lot of depression when I lived that way. A lot of sadness. I was just a sad dude. Don't get me wrong. I had a lot of business success, financial success, but I was sad. Well, not on the outside, not on my face. I hid it well, just like maybe you do. But I was really sad on the inside. You know, when I was alone with myself, I had to have constant noise. That's part of how you know if you're really sad on the inside, spiritually sad, is you hate silence. You have to have constant noise going in the background. Constant distractions. Like, that's evidence that you're very sad spiritually. Because you don't want to get silent, because silence forces you to reflect, to see yourself, to see your behavior, to hear from your maker, from the creator himself. Ah. And that scares you. Used to scare me, for sure. Now I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I could teach you how. Don't worry about it. Show up every Monday. Every Monday, 8 to 9 a.m. Right here on your card dial. Call me, 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. Let's talk about your situation. If you feel stuck in a pit, I can help you out. And if I can't help you all the way out, because I'm not called to, and God just calls me to help you one step up, well, that's progress. That's better. Better than where you are. Let's go for it, man. All it takes is a phone call. All right, so practical advice on today's topic, right? Responding to societal pressures. Like, this power in numbers, you know that. And what I've seen is most men over 40 don't have a close network of like-minded buddies with the same values as them. Like, you have a group of friends, right? Like, your sports buddies that you talk all the stats with, and you try to one-up each other, and you have these fake debates that don't even matter about life. All about sports. Good use of your time. So you have those guys, your sports buddies. Then you got some of your church buddies, but you don't actually have real conversations with them. You just kind of see them on Sunday. What's up, man? How are you? Oh, I'm blessed. How are you? Oh, yeah, God's good, man. Everything's good. Meanwhile, you're dealing with an addiction, and it's pulling you under. You're struggling in your marriage, and so are your brothers over there, your buddies, your church buddies. But nobody's bringing it up. Nobody wants to go first. Nobody wants to share. I don't have it all figured out. I'm sinking. I need help. Nobody wants to look like that guy. That's weak sauce, right? Weak. So you need to develop a network of like-minded buddies, friends, that you can have real conversations with. Like the unpretty kind, you know what I mean? Like the ugly, messy, real life conversations with. Kind of like what I'm doing with you right now. That's probably uncomfortable for you. Because it's new, it's different. Maybe nobody has spoken to you the way I'm speaking with you right now. You need a group of these guys around you. Why? Because when you're surrounded by other courageous men who tell the truth about themselves and the world around them, and then they're willing to lean in and do uncomfortable things because they're fighters, they're warriors, they're men of faith, and they're willing to positively influence the culture around them. When you're surrounded by heroic courage, guess what happens? You get inspired. You can't not get inspired when you're surrounded by courage. And it makes you doing courageous actions much easier. And the more courageous actions you take, whether it be having that uncomfortable conversation with your wife and asking for forgiveness, or sharing some of your mistakes with your adult kids so that they can avoid making those same mistakes and putting yourself out there vulnerably with them, right? That dad's not perfect. Dad, they think, was Superman, but he's actually Clark Kent with kryptonite. You know? And the more of those courageous actions you start to do, man, the more you almost get addicted to courage, like doing courageous things. Like, it's a good, healthy addiction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like, you know, the world champion in boxing. And you're out with your buddies or whatever. And you're almost like waiting for a bunch of clowns to like start a fight with y'all. Because you know who you are. You know what you can do. You know what you're capable of. You're a dangerous, controlled man. So you're almost looking forward to the next act of courage. So your weekly challenge this week, I want you to identify one societal pressure that conflicts with your faith right now. Like what's going on in the world right now or in your workplace that conflicts with your faith, your values. I want you to identify it. So like write it down. And then the big challenge is to resist that one thing this week. Like don't give in to the pressure. Don't do it. Stand for something. Stand against evil. Just stand. It won't be easy at first. It wasn't. Not for me. But it will get easier over time. The more you practice, the better you get at anything, brother. Anything at all. We got a caller. We got Curtis calling in from Tampa. Curtis, you're on the line. Broken Catholic Man Show. How are you?
Hey, Joseph. I'm doing great. I've just been listening to you for this last 15 minutes or so, and you know, I know you because you've helped me tremendously in the past year of my life, and I'm not sure if there's other guys out there listening or not, but they need to find the courage because you put the courage in the men, and you did that with me, so definitely thankful and appreciative of how my life has been changing, both in my marriage, the way I show up as a dad, my fatherhood, and really just within my faith as well. And so not much of a question outside of I'm going to do my homework. And like you said, I will identify societal pressure. There's many of them out there, but I'm not sure if anyone else is driving in the car, like you said, and feeling a little lost, but they need to lean into that, get uncomfortable, and be willing to trust you with some questions because you definitely have Holy Spirit words guiding you. No real question there. Just wanted to just kind of affirm you're the real deal.
Curtis, thank you, man. I appreciate you. And Curtis, as a disclaimer, did I ask you to call in?
Definitely not.
Okay. Just gotta do that disclaimer. But I'm grateful for your call. I expected no calls on our first week, obviously. Got to build up, earn the right to speak to listeners, right? Got to earn the right. They got to size me up, hear me in their ear several weeks or several months, right? And I just want to acknowledge you, Curtis, because you leaned in and you did the work. And did you like some of the challenges I gave you up front when we started working together? Or were they really uncomfortable? Or did you think I was a jerk? Or what? Where were you at with that, man? Just curious. We got a few minutes.
I would say it was definitely something where it was uncomfortable. I wouldn't think you were a jerk. Because again, I saw the way you show up with your wife and with your own kids. So you're a man of value and character. You know, you've got plenty of issues in your life going on, just like every other man out there. But you don't make excuses for it. So, you know, you listened to everything I had to say. You're one of the only people I've ever unloaded all the deepest, darkest secrets to. Didn't judge, and then just leaned in and gave me some challenges to step into to grow through and you know, really anchor in with my faith first and then start letting those small improvements happen day after day. And so progress can be immediate because, like most guys, you know, pain pushes until desire pulls. And so, you know, we get into this painful place, don't really know what to do. Finally, through encouragement, you know, from my wife, just saying, "Hey, you know, you got to fix yourself." You know, I got to that pain point to where then I was open to talking with you, and then you facilitated a path. You know the path, and that was, I think, at that point uncomfortable. There were some hard points to it, but never a loss of knowing where I was going, because that was painted clearly. So that answers the question.
It does, yeah. You know, you did lean in, and like you said, you put your trust in me, right? And I could have gone either way, right? And I could have judged you. And was that a fear initially? Like, if you share some of those deep, dark secrets, that you'll get judged?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you live your life with masks on, and those masks you get very comfortable with, but you know that they're not leading you to who you're created to be. So definitely some fear there, but also knowing that me walking into that place with you was only going to better what really was important to me, which was, again, my faith and my family.
I think you bring up a great point, and we'll finish on that, is, you know, men, as you're listening, like, you got to get to the place where Curtis clearly got, right? A place of pain, the bottom of the pit, so to speak, and we all have our own bottom and our own pit, whatever that looks like. And you got to get to that place where you want the result, you want the outcome, you want the top, you want to get out of the pit more than you care about your ego and the perception of how you look to others. Like, you got to want your marriage to be improved, and your kids and your fatherhood and your faith and your life just to get better more than you care about other people's opinion of you. And when you get to that place, like Curtis did, then you're able to find the courage and lean in, make the decision, ask for help, get honest. And guess what? It's not an overnight thing. It takes some time. But with constant practice and with the right coach around you to guide you on that path, you can do anything. Anything is possible with God, and that's the main message. Curtis, thanks for joining in on the tail end. Really appreciate you, man. You've been listening to the Broken Catholic Man Show. This is our pilot. If you liked it, give us a shout-out. Call us next week. We'll see you same time, Monday, 8 a.m. Eastern. God bless you. 1 minute. We got 1 minute. See, I'm not perfect. I can mess things up here. All right, so a little teaser for next week's topic. What do we got? What are we doing? Let me see if I can pull that up for you. Dun, dun. And you can email me at joseph@brokencatholic.com. joseph@brokencatholic.com. If you got a question, or if you enjoyed today's show and you want to write a comment, go ahead and do that. Next week, we'll be talking about how to discover the secret to being a spiritual leader in your home. How to discover the secret to being a spiritual leader in your home, my friend. God bless you. Have a great week. Go do that challenge.